Seattle's original diehard sports station, Seattle Sports Radio 950, KJR. Now back to Chuck and Buck in the morning.
A couple rebel Top Gun pilots flying with nowhere to be. Don't know you super well, but I think that you might be the same.
How'd you know it was Lord?
Love Lord.
How'd you, really?
Yeah. In a weird kind of way. Yeah. I mean, her lyrics make absolutely no sense.
Yeah?
I don't know. There's something like hypnotic about her, though.
It's a really weird pitch or tone or something. It's and plus, different.
I love the South Park episode about her. Feeling lucky on a Wednesday.
I think you just like that the inspiration for the song Royals came from her randomly catching a Kansas City Royals game. I think you like that about it.
Buzz Cut Season is the worst written song that I love.
All right.
Like, I have a list. There's the nicest person that I hate, which is a waitress in Arizona that we used to go.
Okay.
Yeah. Monday night, watch Monday Night Football. Nicest person, but I couldn't stand her.
Right. Yeah.
There's a nice person. There's also the homeliest girl that I'm attracted to.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, there's all sorts of these lists.
Yeah. Okay.
Buzzcut Season is the worst written song that I like.
All right.
Maybe play that a little later on. Just okay. Get me all fired
Buzz
up.
Buzz sure. Cut Buzz right.
All right. All right. A little earlier in the show, we chatted with Rick Neuheisel, our college football insider. He joins us at 6:20 every Thursday, and so make sure you set your clocks going forward now that you know that information. But because not everybody gets up at 6:20, we want to replay a portion of that for you, especially the UW portion of it. That's where we started the interview, talking about UW against Arizona State on Saturday night. And I just asked Coach three games into the season, what's your assessment of where the Huskies stand right now?
Well, I think that Washington knows that they have what it takes to be a championship caliber team defensively. They have played brilliantly in each of their games. I'm sure there's things that Jimmy Lake is nitpicking on, but in terms of knowing where their help is, spilling to their teammate and putting pressure on quarterbacks, it's been really good. Anytime you hold a Pac-12 opponent, especially on the road, to under 300 yards of offense, you're going to usually win the game, especially when you also cause three turnovers, and that's exactly what took place in Utah. Offensively, I think the world in Seattle, at least, knows now that Jake Browning may not be the 70% passer when he doesn't have the great receivers that he had 2 years ago,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He lost a first rounder. He lost a second rounder last year to Pettis, with Pettis. So when those guys aren't there, I mean, I go back to that first touchdown throw of the year to Quentin Pounds against Auburn. That ball had to be absolutely perfect to be a touchdown. And give Pounds all the credit in the world for getting his feet in and all that kind of stuff. In terms of the coverage, he was draped. And when that's the case, then I think what needs to happen for Washington is they've got to start to come to terms with they may not have any real difference makers at wide receiver. And maybe what we do is we have to build some formations to lean more on a running game. Jim Chaney at Georgia is a perfect example of this, bringing wide receivers in tight to the formation, and so they're in position to block safeties that are directly ahead of them. And in so doing, creating some play-action opportunities because of the nature of the formation. So to me, that's what I would do if I were in that Washington staff room. I would lean a little bit more. Let's get Browning's attempts, rather than 40, down to about 30, maybe even 28, and see if we can get some more chunks based on the formations that we're building.
So what's your impression of Herm Edwards Sun Devils 3 games into his tenure?
I said this before the season started. I thought they were going to have a good year because I went to watch them practice. You know, we're going to play. I'm going to be the new coach of that Alliance team in Arizona. And we're going to play our games in Sun Devil Stadium. So we went over there for a sight check and all that kind of stuff. And Herm invited me to practice. So I went to practice, and I came away feeling very good about what they had. They have played fantastically up front. They're up in the top ranks of college football in terms of pressuring the passer. up until last week when San Diego State kind of just pounded away, and that's what San Diego State does in terms of the running game. They were corralling the running game. I think they gave up 3 yards to New Mexico State and or whoever to UT San Antonio, and 66 yards to Michigan State in games 1 and 2. Juwan Washington and company cracked that code last week, but and that's what Washington's going to be leaning on. There is a blueprint out there to corral that run defense. But they're disciplined. Manny Wilkins is a good player. They've got a big time receiver in Keel Harry. And, you know, if they can stay ahead of the chains and get a running game going themselves, which absolutely was shut down last week by the Aztecs, then they're a good team. And Husky fans don't need me to say this, but the Huskies have not fared well against the Sun Devils. They lost a year ago. I think they've won one time in the last 12 appearances. So it's one of those things they got to get off their resume, get back to beating Sparky.
How good is N'Keal Harry? You mentioned him, but, I mean, he looks like Andre Johnson. I mean, but how good a football player is he, actually?
Well, there are days when he looks like he is as good as anybody on the planet. But he has been a little bit inconsistent. And sometimes you start reading those press clippings and you start thinking, maybe I've got to make the super catch, right? We all remember the Odell Beckham, you know, the one-handed catch. Well, I think your percentages are probably going to be higher when you catch with two, and even though you want to show that you can do that, you ought to be making the easy catch easy, and I think that's a little bit plaguing him right now, but when on, he is a fantastic player.
Coach Neuheisel talking about ASU versus Washington. He's going with Washington. He's also going with the Cougs over the Trojans, by the way, on Friday night. And he picked Stanford to take out Oregon, which is one of the games I wanted to pick on Fact or Fiction. Hmm. But I heard Puck do it, and I'm like, well, I won't double up.
I didn't like his reasoning. You know, Oregon shouldn't be ranked just because they haven't really played anybody. Well, they were ranked preseason. They were ranked before they even these three opponents, so we'll see what Oregon is.
Here's my reasoning. Stanford's better.
Well, we don't know that, do we?
Well, I think we do. I think that's what I can see.
I think that's why they play the games.
All right, you're right. all right, so here we go. I mean, it's Pac-12. It's finally getting interesting. You know, all that other stuff's turning into bowl games or exhibition games. Non-conference games, I'm starting to feel like, are just practice.
I mean,
all right,
really.
Now let's go. Let's get it going. Mm-hmm. And so your Pac-12 schedule this week will have the Cougs at USC on Friday night, Arizona at Oregon State Saturday, Stanford at Oregon Saturday, and ASU at UW.
Yeah, what's up with four teams being idle?
Yes, which is actually crucial to this next portion of the show, because we have had three opportunities to make ad drops so far in our little Pac-12 fantasy league. I'm the only one that's made one to this point. We've actually kind of dismissed this portion of the contest. This is where it starts getting interesting.
Yeah.
Because now three of us are going to have players that are not going to be on playing games this weekend. Mm-hmm. So you got to decide, do you want to take the zero? Or do you want to dump them, get some points this week, and then try to get that guy back later? I mean, there's some strategy now that starts to be employed. So I have the last pick because I'm the only person that's made a waiver.
Right, your waiver moved back. Yeah, the waiver order is 9 or Nate, myself, Bucky, and then you.
All right, 9 or Nate was supposed to be here for this, but of course, every time he has an opportunity to be on the air, even though he prays to God every night, please allow me to be on the air tomorrow, he's not here. But he did tell me that he was dumping Chico McClatcher.
Okay.
And he is adding Aaron Fuller.
Ooh.
Which seems like a pretty wise move.
Yeah, I wish I had Aaron Fuller in my flex. That's nice.
Yeah, so 9 and 8's going to go with Aaron Fuller with his pick. You've got the next ones.
Yeah. Well, Cal doesn't play this week. Patrick Laird hasn't exactly been tearing it up anyway. So I'm going to drop Laird. I'm going to pick up Jermer Jefferson, running back, Oregon State.
Oh, the freshman.
The leading running back in the Pac-12.
I thought about this myself.
6 touchdowns, too.
And I was actually contemplating on whether or not I wanted to do it this week. The only thing that gives me pause is that I think he's sharing carries with that Pierce kid.
He is.
Who did not play last week. Mm-hmm. Now, this is a great opponent to test it on, as Arizona cannot stop the run. Really can't do anything well. So, pretty good pickup. And so you're going to drop Laird from Cal, and you're going to pick up Jefferson from Oregon.
And it's a split backfield, but all they really do is run the football, so I feel like I'm okay.
Plus, if anybody's ever watched the movie Fast Times, if you can add a football player named Jefferson, you do it.
You do it.
Yeah. All right, Bucky, you going to make any ad drops this week?
I most certainly am. My duck, Dylan Mitchell.
Oh, getting rid of his only duck.
You have sucked so far, bud. You got Justin Herbert. I'm sure he's spreading the ball around. Well, you need to tell him to throw you the ball a couple times. You didn't do it, you're gone. And I'm going to take the number one receiver in Mike Leach's offense, Tay Martin.
Okay. There you go. You're going to try to play off of my Gardner Minshew love.
Well, I actually didn't know if I like that, because it's like, if my guy does well, then you're still doing well.
Yeah.
But I guess it
you
is.
You might as well get
is.
A little bit off of that, though. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Steal and a little bit off.
I'm okay with
that. Yeah. Yep. I will tell you this. I am in first place, by the way. I've won the last 2 weeks. So I had 67.3 points this past week, thanks to Gardner Minshew. Who had 26.5 points this week. And Miles Gaskin finally got me going. So that pushed me into first place with 192.1. Slickhawk, you are in second after a 59.4 week. You're at 189.1.
Oh, wow.
Niner at a 43.7 week. So he's at 179.8. And Bucky took it on the chin this week. Had just 22.2 points.
Bryce Love didn't play.
Bryce Love had
he didn't play well anyway.
Scratch. So at 138.6. So that's where the standings
are. How does Khalil Tate have 40 rushing yards?
He no good.
Well, he did have 5 touchdown passes this week.
Well, yeah, but you guys discount those. You make them worth less than regular touchdowns.
Smart.
Oh, you're lucky.
I want him for what he does on the ground. I don't care what he does through the air.
That's the only reason to have drafted him where you drafted him.
Yes.
I agree with that. All right, coming up next on the program, time to play a little bit of Fast Money. Sports Radio 950 KJR. Finally woke up. It's like throwing water on a cat.
What is this noise?
I really banged my elbow on that equipment there.
9 and 8, that's in privy to what we used to do, the hijinks we used to do in the midday with the family feud.
Damn it, that hurts.
Well, we have when we used to play this music there in the middays that we were going to play the feud, right? The
feud! It's time to play the feud.
Well, we have changed since we came to the mornings. We have slightly adjusted it, and we now just play Fast Money, which I think has been a great change. Great change to the show.
Great success.
But in order to play the Fast Money, we always have some big-time celebrity guest to play the Fast Money, which is exactly what we had scheduled for this week. We had a legendary Seahawk that was going to join us, but this legendary Seahawk notified us, hey, guys, I can't make it after all. Thursday at 9:20 to play Fast Money. But I do want to come on, and I do want to play. Can we bump it back a couple of weeks?
Yep.
So we're going to bump that back a couple of weeks, and we will. Can we mention the name, or is that not 100% confirmed?
I'm sure it'll be obvious probably when it happens in a couple of weeks.
All right, well, then we won't even mention the name. You can look at this as glass half empty or glass half full. Bucky, I got a choice to make here.
I'm a full guy.
I can either wallow in this, like, oh, man, the legend couldn't make it. Oh, we can't match him up against, Slickhawk, for example.
Yeah.
One of his favorite players going head-to-head.
Looking forward to that.
Or I can go glass half full, and I can do something that I've been wanting to do for a while anyway. Kind of a green jacket pop quiz. Green jacket.
It's on the line?
Nyron Nate's head just dropped again
because he knows you can't win. Green jacket on the line for a little head-to-head-to-head Fast Money with my guys.
Me?
Yep.
Against these two?
Both of you.
Three-way?
Three-way Fast Money today. Slick, the Nate dog, and Bucky going head-to-head-to-head. What do you think of that idea?
I think it's an easy victory. Okay. I want my green jacket back.
An easy victory.
Now, I need a shot to play this as well. So I need a chance to win the green jacket.
Right. Wait, have you won the green jacket?
Never.
Then I think you're just exempt on this. I'm kidding.
So my way to win the green jacket this week is if all three of you fail to get at least 100 points. You got to get at least 100 points. If one of you gets over 100, then I am eliminated.
Okay. All right.
Otherwise, it goes to the highest score of the week, and then it's a green jacket prize for that winner.
All right.
Nate,
are you ready to bring out the green jacket? It's on the line. You got to bring it out.
Okay, I'll go grab it.
Yeah, go grab it real quick.
All right. Well, no, he's got to run the board. You got to go into the sound.
No, I'm going to. I'll be right here.
Okay,
I'm going to go
play
first.
All right, so Slick Hawk's going to play first, so that means Bucky's got to lead.
Yep.
Because Bucky can't.
Oh, here he comes. Here comes the green jacket.
Well, that sucks.
Here he is.
All right, I'm out.
All right, Bucky's got to leave. Nate's got to leave. Slick Hawk will play first a little round of Fast Money. And this is Dallas Cowboy Fast Money, by the way.
Right.
You all know that. So we're going to put you on the clock for 30 seconds. I'm going to have five questions for you. You're going to try to get the number one answer to all five of these questions, and then the highest point total at the end is going to win.
Okay. All right.
So here we go. You ready? Should we just do the five and then at the end give away all the results? Or do it the way we've done it in the past?
I think the way we've been doing it.
Okay. All right. Here we go. What is the best movie Western of all time?
Oh, man. Tombstone.
Question number two, what former or current Dallas Cowboy do you love to hate?
Terrell Owens.
What Seahawk comes to mind when you think of bringing drama into the locker room?
Michael Bennett.
Name a defensive-minded football coach.
Pete Carroll.
Name an athlete who spurned the city of Seattle.
Alex Rodriguez.
All right. I'm not going to win the green jacket. I'll tell you that much.
All right.
All right. Well, let's take a look at Slick Hawk's scores then. Here we go. What is the best movie Western of all time? Slick Hawk said Tombstone. Survey says 24 points.
Really?
Number one answer.
Nice.
Number one answer.
Yes.
Question number two. What former or current Dallas Cowboy do you love to hate? Slick Hawk said Terrell Owens. Survey set. Six.
Really?
Yeah, just six.
Six.
So that puts you at 30. Question three. What Seahawk comes to mind when you think of bringing drama into the locker room? Slick Hawk said Michael Bennett. Survey set. Eight.
Mm.
8 points for Slick Hawk. You are now at 38.
Not good.
Not good at all. Name a defensive-minded football coach. You went with the locally appointed Pete Carroll. Survey says 19.
All right.
19. That was the number two answer. So that puts you at 57.
Okay.
Name an athlete who spurned the city of Seattle. Should have tossed this one out. You went with Alex Rodriguez. Surveyed audience says 45 points. So 45 of them went with A-Rod, so that puts you in green jacket territory.
Nice.
It officially eliminates me.
I have qualified for the green jacket.
102 points. Yes, you are in the clubhouse right now and in the lead in Fast Money. So who do we bring in next to make this work then?
Anybody.
You're fine.
9 or 8.
Yeah, 9 or 8. Come on in. 9 or 8 with the green jacket in tow. To play round number two of in-house green jacket Fast Money today in lieu of our typical celebrity superstar guest. So Nate will have five questions. Did he lose his way into the studio?
There he is.
Oh, he's going to go in there. All right. Niner Nate goes back to his little hole.
Yeah, the champion.
He's got the green jacket,
mm-hmm.
ready to pass it on or maybe put it back on himself. How confident do you feel that you're going to put it back on yourself?
I'm pretty good at things.
I say you're the best answer I've ever heard. All right, here we go then, Nate. You have five questions, 30 seconds. You ready?
All right, let's go.
All right, question number one. What is the best movie Western of all time?
The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
What former or current Dallas Cowboy do you love to hate?
Oh, Tony Romo.
What Seahawk comes to mind when you think of a player bringing drama into the locker room?
Richard Sherman.
Name a defensive-minded football coach.
Vic Fant. Pass.
Name an athlete who spurned the city of Seattle.
Russell Wilson.
Name a defensive-minded football coach.
I don't know. Sean Payton.
Oh, okay.
You started out so strong.
I thought I was in real trouble there.
You started out really, really strong. That's all I can say. Complimentary of you at this moment.
Was it supposed to be a head coach, or was it like a defensive coordinator?
No, head coach is fine.
Well, number one, it doesn't matter. Any kind of football coach. But Sean Payton is like the most offensive-minded of all offensive football.
I've heard that the good defense, first best point to defense is a good offense.
And how did Russell Wilson spurn Seattle?
I don't know, dude. His jersey's everywhere. I've lived here for a year and a half, and it's the only jersey
means?
I see. What?
Do you know what spurned means?
Why not?
Means turned his back on them.
Oh, cool. Didn't know what it meant.
Oh. That's fun.
He's
I like
good
that.
At things, though.
He's good at things.
He's good at things.
Most
just
of the
not
time.
Vocabulary.
Spelling we've learned.
Knowing the difference between
offense
and defense.
Should have said, like, shunned instead of spurned.
Well, everybody else knew what it meant.
All right. Yeah, Slickhawk had it.
I had no trouble.
Okay, let's see how you scored. What is the best movie Western of all time? I'm kind of proud of you that you went old school with The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Good answer. Survey says 13 points. 13 points. It was the number 3 answer. Yes. What former or current Dallas Cowboy do you love to hate? 9 and 8 came up with the number one answer.
Really?
Tony Romo. Survey says 22 points.
Why?
22 for Tony Romo.
He threw lots of picks.
But people aren't Cowboys fans.
Yeah. Okay. What Seahawk comes to mind when you think of someone bringing drama into the locker room? 9 and 8 goes with Richard Sherman. Also the number one answer.
What?
My new favorite player.
Drama?
Yeah. Survey says 31.
What
31.
Drama?
That puts you at 66, but your last two answers I don't have a lot of faith in. Name an athlete who spurned the city of Seattle. It's that guy, you know, who everybody bought his jersey and wears it around every Friday.
I thought it was like got them.
You
like,
mean the
hyped.
One that's still here?
Russell Wilson was the answer, and it is a goose egg. Name a defensive-minded football coach.
Should have said Pete Carroll, huh?
Niner Nate went with the I only ever think of offense football coach Sean Payton. Survey says nothing.
Oh no,
there is either.
This
so
is
it wasn't it? You know, one for Slickhawk getting 102. I'd be alive right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I knocked you out.
Yeah. 66 for 9 and 8. He is going to hand over the green jacket today, that's whether right. he likes it or not. So that leaves Bucky Jacobson to play a little fast money here today. So we'll see if he knows what the definition of spurned is. Oh man, you started off so strong.
I know. I was worried. I actually was.
He had two number one answers, and then two goose eggs.
I didn't know what spurn meant.
Well, Bucky's
I
here. He
not.
Can't hear, so no specifics.
All right,
now.
So Bucky is finally out of the soundproof room.
I don't
all
like
right.
it in there.
So
it's lonely.
Niner
lonely.
At 66.
Okay.
Slick Hawk has the number to beat with 102.
Oh, so you're out of the running, and yeah. so is Niner Nate.
That's right. So it's either you
hey,
or Slickhawk putting
hang
on the
that
green jacket,
jacket up. You don't wrinkle the green jacket.
Yeah, yeah. Let's be a little more respectful of the green jacket. All right, Bucky, here we go. We've got 5 questions for you to answer in about 30 seconds.
Okay.
Here we go. What is the best movie Western of all time?
Tombstone.
What former or current Dallas Cowboy do you love to hate?
Romo.
What Seahawk comes to mind when you think of bringing drama into the locker room?
Sherman.
Name a defensive-minded football coach.
Wade Phillips.
Name an athlete who spurned the city of Seattle.
A-Rod.
All right, you knew what spurn meant, huh?
Well, yeah. The word. And to reject.
What would your reaction be to someone that would have answered Russell Wilson to that question?
Who spurned Seattle?
Yeah.
Nate?
I'll give you a guess as to which person did that.
Yeah, Russell's been known to spurn this city. He goes to a children's hospital, just spurns all those kids. Yeah. What a jerk.
Totally spurned that kid in the hospital.
Yeah.
He showed up and he spurned him. Yeah.
You're out.
Cool? Isn't that good of Russell to spurn all those children?
What a great guy.
I hope my son grows up to be like him.
And he and his wife
spurned children.
Yeah, his wife teamed up. They went to Phoenix Children's Hospital and they spurned everyone in the ward.
Yeah.
Great people.
He didn't know what spurned. All right. Wow.
All right, here we go. Bucky Jacobson, what is the best movie western of all time? Bucky went with Tombstone. As we already know, that's the number one answer.
Booyah.
Survey says 24 points, 24 for Bucky.
I'm your Huckleberry.
So off to a good start. What former or current Dallas Cowboy do you love to hate? Bucky went with the number one answer again. Tony Romo. Survey says 22 points.
Bucky, I don't understand that answer.
But it's okay. To 46.
I really don't understand the next answer.
Thought it was going to be Jerry Jones, but he only had 11 votes. What Seahawk comes to mind when you think of bringing drama into the locker room? Bucky goes with Richard Sherman. Survey says 31. Three straight number one answers for Bucky Jacobson. Puts him at 77 and looking in pretty good shape to win fast money and to reclaim that green jacket he's won four times. Name a defensive-minded football coach. Bucky went with Wade Phillips. Finally, he didn't get the number one answer.
Ah.
Survey says 13. 13 for Bucky puts him at 90. Buddy Ryan is the number one answer. Finally, name an athlete who spurned the city of Seattle. Bucky goes with Alex Rodriguez. That is, of course, the number one answer and the fattest score of the entire round. Survey says 45 points.
Ding, ding.
What the Rock is cooking.
135 points for Bucky means that he has won my pop quiz fast money round, and he has defeated both Niner Nate.
Bring that jacket.
And bring it in, Slick Hawk.
In a triple threat match. Who
spurns the most?
Trying to give you the people's
eyebrow. Your eyebrow isn't doing what you think it's doing.
No, this one just goes down. This one doesn't really go up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying.
You really spurned that game.
I spurned it. I appreciate this, Nate.
Look at that.
Hey, Nate.
Oh, that was sloppy. Oh, that was poor sportsmanship.
Wow. What a little pissant.
Nate might get a dirt nap for that one.
See? Niner Nate,
Kodiak?
You just spurned Bucky.
Right.
Oh, like Russell Wilson does to those kids.
God.
The only number one answer you didn't get was the defensive-minded football coach, Buddy Ryan, with 23 points. Otherwise, you would have scored the highest score possible.
Very good.
Yeah.
Well, I guess my mind went to Broncos.
Yeah. Wade Phillips. Very nice.
This thing doesn't even fit anymore.
Look at that.
Oh, look at that. What was the drama with Russell Wilson? Or with Richard Sherman? What did he do?
His mouth of the South.
Well, wasn't drama.
He spurned, he spurned some of his teammates. He brought him a lot of gifts.
How about when he would go run up and tell the offensive coordinator that he did something wrong?
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Player on the defense.
Yeah, I guess there was that.
Boz was the number two answer.
Huh.
22. Percy Harvin probably should have been the number one answer.
Yeah. Drama.
That was 3. Joey Galloway, 4.
Really?
Michael Bennett, 5.
All Joey Galloway did was hold out.
Marshawn Lynch, 6.
Marshawn would have been my next answer.
And then a few other miscellaneous suggestions.
Oh, that
he's reading books and meetings.
He was on there.
Yeah. Hmm. All right, we come back on the other side with one last thing. Sports Radio 950 KJ. Hey, don't forget, at this time tomorrow, we will be giving you an opportunity to win a brand new truck. Specifically, an all-new 1500 Crew Cab Big Horn 4x4 truck. Yes, at this time tomorrow, the Score Prediction Challenge returns. I take it nobody won. No. Certainly he didn't win. He picked the Seahawks to win.
Yep. Foolish, I guess.
Didn't even need to know the final score.
That's how you win this season. Pick against them.
Okay.
Oh, watch it, Nate.
You're going to get spurned.
What's that mean? Like, overjoyed and
that means carried around on everybody's shoulders.
Oh yeah, yeah. Spurn. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
So make sure you're tuned in for that. It's all brought to you by Tacoma Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. All right, we got time for one last thing here on the program. And by the way, other than we're like giving away a truck, for goodness sake, we'll give away 14 if it works out that way before the season is over with. Other than, you know, leaving it running with the keys in the ignition outside your car, what more can we do?
I don't know if there is anything.
That's tune into the damn radio show, play the damn game, and win the damn truck. Damn it. Best movie westerns of all time. Tombstone, Blazing Saddles, Good, the Bad, the Ugly, Unforgiven, and Young Guns.
Blazing Saddles count?
With the top. Yeah, it counts.
I mean, it's a parody
it's
of a
western
it's
setting.
It's a parody of a western.
It's a western setting. Former or current Dallas Cowboy you love to hate. Romo.
Why?
Aikman, Jerry Jones, Dez Bryant, Michael Irvin, the top five answers.
I love Tony Romo because I feel like every time you played against him, you knew you were in for him to crumble in pressure situations.
Well, you should like him for that fumbled snap.
Or loved him for that.
Certainly.
Oh.
You know who hates Tony Romo? Cliff Averill. Ruined his career.
That's why he ended his career. He
ended his career on purpose.
Yeah, what a jerk.
I know. Folded them up like a lawn chair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then tried to play it off like, I'm just trying to do my job. Likely story, Averill. Career ruiner.
And then bowed out himself. It was like his swan song.
What Seahawk comes to mind when you think of... I already did that one. Name a defensive-minded football coach. Buddy Ryan, mm-hmm. Pete Carroll, mm-hmm. Wade Phillips, Bill Belichick, not until fourth. And then Mike Ditka was fifth. It's like, no... You got that one wrong. Eight people got that one wrong. He wasn't a defensive-minded football coach. Buddy Ryan was the defensive mind behind that team. Name an athlete who spurned the city of Seattle.
No Russ on there?
We meant celebrated it with every breath he took. A-Rod Jr., Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, that's good.
Randy Johnson and Hutch were your top five in.
Yeah, Hutch.
All right. What do you have for your one last thing there, Slick?
I have thanks. I have some thanks to give out, a little shout out, some thanks. First off to Jasper Elementary School.
Oh.
Marier Elementary School. Hauk Middle School. North Salem High School. And Glencoe High School. And then even further, I want to thank Chemeketa Community College. And Green River Community College.
Are these all places Russell Wilson went to meet the kids in Sperm?
These are all the entities that were responsible for my education to make sure I knew words like Sperm.
Oh!
And what they mean. And molded my
when did you get that,
education.
Though? Like second grade, maybe?
Probably second
probably
or third grade.
Sperm yeah. in second, third
It was probably, you know what? It was probably one of my Hardy Boys books. I had all of them. Probably, I still have them.
Yeah. Remember when the Hardy Boys spurned the evil villain?
Absolutely. Yeah. They did it. 58 times.
Bucky, do you have a one last thing?
Well, it's not sports related at all.
Oh, that's all right. One last thing can be anything you want it to be.
It's today's kind of a sad day for me.
Oh,
even though I'm down over 25 pounds now in 3 weeks, it's National Pepperoni Pizza Day.
Oh.
So I'm going to somehow figure out a way to have something that makes me feel like I'm eating a pepperoni pizza. I don't know what it is.
We've got 3010 pizza chips, which are pretty darn chips. Good.
So I had them, and they're delicious, actually. Yes. It's one of my favorite things that I eat.
Keeps you going.
But tonight, I'm going to figure out something. I'm going to finagle a way to have something that pretends to be pepperoni pizza.
Well, just call your coach up. I'm sure your coach will have a workaround that will work for
That's
you
true.
That you can celebrate.
I'll figure it out.
Coaches are great. So,
what if you had a sweet potato? Baked with a pepperoni on top. Of it.
Cannot have a sweet potato.
Oh,
potato.
You can't have
too
that?
Much.
No.
Too much starch.
Oh, jeez.
Can't have cheese either. That's a huge part of most pizzas, right?
Yeah,
usually. Not all.
I think what I'm going to do, my wife makes these awesome crusts. It's like a pizza crust, but it's made out of chicken, like kind of minced up chicken.
There you go.
She bakes it.
Yep.
And then we're going to put some olive oil or something, and then some pepperoni on top of that.
So there you go.
I'm going to pretend it.
Yeah. You can do that, or you can go with the cauliflower pizza crust.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
There are ways to do it. You can make it happen.
Whatever you do, just burn the hell out of it.
Just celebrate it.
All right, that's going to be it for us. Coming up next, it's Cliff and Puck, Sports Radio 950 KVO.